God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Father, we thank you who have planted your holy name within our hearts, knowledge and faith and life immortal. Jesus, your Son, to us imparts. You, O Lord, did make all for your pleasure, did give man food for all his days, giving in Christ the bread eternal. Yours is the power, be yours the praise. Watch over your church, O Lord, in mercy. Save it from evil, guard it still. Perfect it in your love, unite it in us. Cleanse and conform it unto your will. As grain once scattered on the hillsides, was in this broken bread made one, so from all lands your church be gathered into your kingdom by your Son. Day after day I will bless you, Lord. I will tell of all your marvelous deeds. I will give glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Day after day I will bless you, Lord. I will tell of your marvelous deeds. To you alone, Lord, we look with confidence. You are ever close to those who call upon you. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call to him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name, forever, for ages unending. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, be near to all who call upon you in truth, and increase the dedication of those who revere you. Hear their prayers and save them, that they may always love you and praise your holy name. To you, O Lord, alone, O Lord, we look with confidence. You are ever close to those who call upon you. King of all ages, your ways are perfect and true. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Romans. There is no condemnation now for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit and the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed you from the law of sin and death. The Word of the Lord. Christ died for our sins to make us an offering to Christ. Christ died for our sins to make us an offering to God. He died to this world of sin and rose in the power of the Spirit to make us an offering to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Christ died for our sins to make us an offering to God. Remember your mercy, Lord, the promise of mercy you made to our fathers. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. And from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Remember your mercy, Lord, the promise of mercy you made to our fathers. Let us pray to Christ, the source of hope for all who know his name. Lord, have mercy. Christ, our frail humanity is prone to fail. Strengthen us through your help. Lord, have mercy. Left to itself, our nature is inclined to sin. Let your love always restore it to grace. Lord, have mercy. Lord, sin offends you. Repentance pleases you. Do not punish us in your wrath, even when we have sinned. Lord, have mercy. You forgave the penitent woman and placed the wandering sheep on your shoulders. Do not deprive us of your mercy. Lord, have mercy. By your death on the cross, you open the gates of heaven. Admit into the kingdom all who hope in you. Lord, have mercy. For all those who have gone to dtesh.com, that's dtesh.com, and provided a support for us through the Light a Prayer Candle green box on the right-hand side of the page, and possibly committed a prayer request to your hearing, we agree for an answer to that prayer request and ask that you bless them. Because, Lord, we petition you. Lord, have mercy. Let us now in one voice pray the prayer our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Father, you gave your priest, St. Paul, a special love for the cross of Christ. May his example inspire us to embrace our own cross with courage. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.